Hey guys, welcome back. We are going to be tackling something that people ask me all the time. Why can't I figure out Facebook ads? Cue that intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Social Media Secrets. I am sitting out on my deck with my handsome husband, who is the managing director of Social Media United. Goodness gracious, he's so good looking. But anyways, sorry, enough about that. So one of the things that I have been hearing over and over again is people who are saying, I can't figure out Facebook ads. This is driving me crazy. What do I do? Do I follow this technique or this strategy? And before you know it, you find yourself spinning. Have you ever experienced that before? Facebook ads is a place where this especially comes up. And what I find most people do is they actually start to go on every single webinar, and before you know it, they've listened to 75 gurus who all give them different advice and have a different name for the same thing, and it can be so confusing. Does that sound like you right now? Well, what I want to tell you is that the craziest reason that I see Facebook ads and Facebook ad managers failing, we're going to go ahead and go inside because the wind's kicking up and the birds are getting loud. It's a beautiful day in Minnesota. The real reason that people are not having success on Facebook ads is because they're overcomplicating it. Does that sound familiar? It's so crazy to me, but the reality is, you guys, Facebook ads are not as crazy and complex as everyone makes it sound. But what I mean is, when you have a solid understanding of the foundations of Facebook ads, three things that make Facebook ads run, it is your targeting, your copy, and you're creative, the rest can come together. And one of the best ways that you can learn is by actually doing them. The more time that you spend on different webinars and learning from different gurus, the more confusing it is. And if you are in this place right now, and you're in Facebook ad groups where there's just tons of crazy strategies being spewed out and numbers, and you're feeling insignificant or not worthy of running Facebook ads, maybe unfollow those groups for a while. They can be so confusing, especially when oftentimes it is the blind leading the blind. So what I highly recommend is that instead of hopping on another webinar trying to figure out Facebook ads, you focus on the three elements that matter more than anything. So let's dive on into targeting. Targeting with Facebook ads has gotten so much more simple, I believe, over the last year. Facebook has become very, very, very smart, and it is actually a massive data tool that you have. What Facebook can do is help you to find awesome audiences that are spot on. If your client already has an email list, create a lookalike audience. If your client has an engaged page following, create a lookalike audience from that. If your client has, for example, purchasers, maybe they have several hundred purchasers, even better, create a lookalike. And what I actually love to do is just stack the lookalikes. But there are tons of different audience options that you can hone in on. And it ranges from really, really niche down all the way to broad. Now, the sweet spot technically is somewhere in between niche down and broad, though there are techniques for using really niched audiences, and there are techniques for using really broad audiences. Personally, I find the best results when my audience size is somewhere between 1 and maybe 5 million. So it's not all of Facebook by any means, but it's probably the result of several stacked lookalike audiences. I don't worry about them overlapping. I don't worry about them competing with each other. I just personally like to stack several lookalike audiences. Another way that I like to create audiences for my Facebook ads is to target similar interests. So for example, if I was going to target for a client, let's say it was like an organic line of something, I would want to reach people who maybe had interest in oils. Okay, so I'm going to put together maybe 5 to 10 different interests that have to do with oils. You know, it might be doTERRA, it could be Young Living, it could be homeopathic oil regimens or something like that. I'm going to put together enough interests And then obviously adding filters like gender or age and location, those things make a big difference so that you're reaching the right people. That's going to be one of my ad sets. Another one I might try would be like paleo living. Now I'm going to group together, you know, the paleo mama, a paleo cookbook, paleo lifestyle, maybe a paleo influencer. That's going to be another ad set. I like to put together similar interests into ad sets so that that way you're not necessarily hitting on just one thing and missing a whole bunch of audience, or hitting on too many different things that are grouped together and you don't know exactly what's hitting. So I like to put them together based on similar interests. Let's dive on into copy. Copy is similar in that it is very simple. The elements of copy are basically, first and foremost, reliant on your creative. Well, the creative's job is to get someone to stop scrolling and notice your ad. The copy's goal is to suck them in, to make them say yes, yes, yes. So I like to usually start with a question. I've actually created my own golden ad copy that performs very, very well with almost every single industry, with almost every single client that I use it for. And my golden ad copy is something that starts with a question that makes people say, yep, that's me. You're basically qualifying and disqualifying the right and wrong people from your market. From there, we're going to hit on a couple of the benefits and maybe sprinkle in a few testimonials. It's actually a very simple format, and I share that format inside of Social Media United Elite. If you're listening in your elite, whoop, whoop, that copy is in there for you to dive on into. But when it comes to, for example, e-commerce or things that are smaller purchases, things that are impulse decisions, I'm a huge fan of short copy that's not quite clickbaity, but it's speaking the language of your audience today. The reality is people use emojis, people use slang, people say things like, say what? And I like to use that in my copy because now we're going to sell them quickly with emotion because it's an impulse-based purchase. Now, creative is really fun. I love creative. And, you know, in fact, Nicholas Kuzmich has said that the image is sometimes one of the most important parts of a Facebook ad success. And creative can be something as simple as a DIY selfie. It can be a picture of your home. It can be a picture of you and your friends. It could be an image that you get from Unsplash.com or Pexels. I don't love Pixabay anymore, but Unsplash has been my go-to, or even just a simple graphic created in Canva. We don't have to overthink it, but the beauty is when you don't know for sure, you can actually test out 6 different sets of creative within the same ad set so that that way Facebook can auto-optimize, and it's not perfect, but it gets the job done. From there, you can determine which ones are the best performing creative and go ahead and run with that one. So I'm a huge fan of just being very simple with your creative. The goal is to get someone to stop. So what can you put in your creative that makes people say, what is this? Or is this someone I know? Make them say, that's something I want. Or show the emotion that they're going to feel on the other side of the product or service that you're offering. So I wanted to just say, if you're spinning right now, slow down. Don't hop on another webinar. Don't read another blog. Don't find yourself stranded in a Facebook group, spinning and spinning and spinning. But instead, focus on the key foundations. And if you want more guidance on how to ultimately choose your targeting, write your copy. Get swipe files that actually convert and have proven to convert time and time again for me and my clients. And get ideas and inspiration for creatives, I'd encourage you to check out Social Media United Elite. And you can actually go to theelitefunnel.com and you will find all the details on Social Media United Elite there. So until next time, I'll catch you later on Social Media Secrets.